It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Leif Nelson. He is with the Messiah. This is a big deal. It's, you know, we were talking a little bit. Maybe we can kind of decipher how long the Messiah has been going on in Carbon County. Talked a little bit about that. But it's coming up, and it is just a lot of fun, and it's a great way to kind of kick off the holiday season. Leif, thank you for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave.
So let's talk a little bit. Maybe if somebody doesn't know about the Messiah, let's talk a little bit and give them a little bit of background. And the Messiah, it is a Handel piece, the composer Handel, and it really has to do with the birth of Christ, correct?
With the life of Christ, from the prophecies all the way through the crucifixion, resurrection, and the whole work is about the life of Christ.
And it's just one of those things that, especially here in this area, to me, it means Christmas. It means the holidays, because we were, like I said, we were talking off the air, and neither one of us really know how long they've been doing the Messiah.
For me, it's been at least 40 years. Some people say it's been around 70 years or so in the community, which is wonderful.
So we're just calling it decades.
Decades.
It's a decades-long tradition.
Decades.
And,
yes.
You know, and they've done it as long as I can remember, and it's gone from, you know, we were speaking, it's gone from Jay Andrus when he was at the college, Russ Wilson when he was at the college, and now Larry has taken it, Mr. Larry Martin has taken over, and it's just a great thing. But here's the thing. You're always looking for new blood, aren't you?
We are. No one's paid to be in this. We all do it because we love it. This is a work that's been around over 275 years and still is as popular today as it's ever been, if not more. It's a wonderful piece, wonderful to listen to, and even more fun to participate in.
And you're looking for singers?
Singers and musicians.
And musicians, because the orchestra is with you on this, correct?
Correct. We have a full orchestra that performs with us. If there's still time, if there are instrumentalists or singers that have experience in doing this, there's still plenty of time. If you have a little experience, we even have on our Facebook page, it's the Eastern Utah Messiah Musicians page. On our Facebook page, there are links to practice tracks people can use. It's all free. Matter of fact, oftentimes we pay out of our own pockets to participate to help pay for programs and printing. And so we're always looking for sponsors too, but at the same time, we would just love anyone that wants to come participate with us just for the joy of singing such a great work.
And you were saying that you have a couple of different opportunities for rehearsal practice times.
Correct.
If you can't make one, you could always make the other one, correct?
Right. Our standard practice time is Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. That's at USU Eastern in their central instructional building. That's the big main gray building at the north of 4th East. Inside there's a music room in the choral room. That's where we practice at Sunday nights at 7 p.m. There's also, Larry Martin is working with his group on Wednesday nights. He has a rehearsal at 8 o'clock from 8 to 9 to work on Messiah pieces as well with his choir. And anyone can join with that at no charge. Come on in, bring your score. Scores are available. If you don't have one, you can pick one up at Lee's Music. They've got extra copies there you can pick up, and they're inexpensive for hundreds of pages of music. It's one of the cheapest buys of books, and there is.
And so it is the Castle Valley, I want to get this correct, Castle Valley Choral and Orchestra.
And orchestra.
And then you're also adding the USU Eastern choirs to that.
Correct.
So it's going to be one mass choir that's doing this.
Yes.
Okay, and so we've got that, and you're looking for performers still. If you had to put a cutoff date on it, when would you, you know, or do you want to take all comers?
If you have, the closer we get, of course, to performance
time,
more experience we'd prefer someone to have. And when we get close to December 1st, we'd like to have everything in place, because that's when we're assigning seating, that's when we're getting everything finalized for the performance the following week. If you have someone that is very experienced and has performed this before and wants to join in, they're welcome to join, even if it's a little late. We're welcome to take anyone that's has some experience at this point, even a little experience, there's still time to learn, and they can work on their own as well.
And so probably within the next couple of weeks, you're cutting it close.
Correct.
If you wanted to get out and perform this piece and just have some fun. And like I said, it always, to me, it's the holidays. And once that, I know that's rolling around, it's time. There are two things in Carbon County, it seems like. It's the Light Parade and Helper and then the Messiah. And that means the holiday season is here for me. So let's talk a little bit about the performance. It's going to be on December 8th at 7:30. And this year you're going to be at the Geary Event Center, correct?
The Geary Event Center. This is kind of an odd year because of the normally we perform on the first Sunday of each December. But this year, that first Sunday is Thanksgiving weekend. Everybody's normal things have been pushed back a week. The Carbon Community Christmas Concert is going to be on the 15th instead of which is the third Sunday. And so we're going to be on the second Sunday, and due to scheduling conflicts with all the other venues in town, we ended up at the Geary Event Center. It's a smaller venue, but it's a beautiful venue, and we'd love everyone to come and experience the Messiah in that wonderful venue.
It is, and then once again, that's 7:30, but get there early, you're saying.
Right. Seating is limited. It's not as big a venue as we've had in the past. When we've done it at Carbon High, that's the biggest venue in town. It's a wonderful venue, but this year, their scheduling conflict is not going to allow us to be there because of how this year. We'll be back to normal next year, I'm sure.
And so the Geary seats, what, about
500 or so, yeah.
So, yeah, but you don't want to be on the outside looking in. So, once again, it is the Messiah, December 8th. That's a Sunday at 7:30. The USU Eastern Choirs, the Castle Valley Chorale, and the orchestra. But if you're wanting to sing, get on out there. Rehearsals are Sundays at 7 o'clock at USU Eastern in the CIB. That's the music room also of the CIB.
Correct.
And then you can also go on Wednesday nights, probably the same room.
Yes.
At 8 o'clock from 8 to 9. And then December 1st, they want to try and have everybody solidified and in there by the 1st of December, correct?
Yes, yes.
All right.
And
now,
we really appreciate USU Eastern for allowing us to use their facility and everything. They've been very supportive. And Larry Martin and Elise, of course, is our main accompanist. Jana Hoyt has helped us tremendously in keeping this going, and some others. I can take all time to mention them, but we really appreciate everyone's efforts and help.
All right. Now, here's your chance, your one chance to pitch the Messiah. Go ahead and tell people that they need to come out and see it.
Oh, you just have not experienced the Messiah before. You need to come see this wonderful production. And, of course, if you want to be a sponsor, be in the program, and help us out with printing costs, we'd love to have you contact us. You can contact us through our Facebook page, Eastern Utah Messiah Musicians. A lot of resources there as well.
All right, Leif, thanks for coming in, and good luck with the Messiah coming up on December 8th at the Geary Event Center, 7:30. It's going to be a great, great thing. Get on out there and kick off the holiday season.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Thanks for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our webpage, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.